Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, the part after feedback, chapter one, me first, part one. Here we go. So let's get down to it, Mark. Today we're going to talk about.
Oh, let's get right down to it.
Let's get with it. Well, you know, and this, not that this ever happens, but occasionally you give feedback to a direct and they push back in various ways.
Well, you, maybe yours do. Mine don't.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah. I'm recording this after presenting at a conference at an EMC, and we just had. Danny and I just dealt with a bunch of people asking, what do I do when they push back?
Frankly, I mean, it's not what we're talking about today, but the fear of pushback is often what stops managers from giving feedback in the first place. And frankly, for some people, you will not get pushback nearly as much as you think you will. And it's one of those fears without, you know, fact kind of thing.
Yeah, it's fear is a word that's an acronym that stands for false expectations appearing real. And there are some managers who know what their behaviors are and know that they're not effective and know that they don't like them, but they would prefer the devil they do know to the devil they don't know. And the devil they don't know includes feedback and all the potential things that could go wrong with it, which they just make stuff up. That said, pushback does happen. And there's a lot of different forms of it. And we're going to cover all of that when we do all the chapters of the part after feedback. But this cast is actually about the fundamental principle that you've got to keep in mind when directs push back when you get to the fourth step of negative feedback. And we have some simple guidance here. The first point is, and this is really the core of it, when a direct pushes back, when the direct argues, if you will, when they say, I disagree, or, you know, I don't like this, or I don't think you're right, or you're picking on me. When they do those kinds of pushbacks, and we'll address each one of those in the series of casts, the first rule we have is to insist as a manager on finishing your conversation. In other words, to continue, to finish, to achieve the purpose of giving feedback, which is to encourage effective future behavior, and more precisely, to get them to commit to changing their behavior if it's negative feedback, because most directs don't push back on positive feedback, in my experience, anyway.
Yeah. And folks, if you're reacting to the word insist, just hold your fire there a bit. We'll talk about that. It doesn't mean what you think it means for some of you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shouting louder over your direct, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It just means, let's be clear, that you started a conversation and you get to finish your conversation, whether the second conversation ever takes place or not, is a secondary question. But if you start a conversation about somebody's future effective behavior, you get to finish that conversation before you entertain notions about whether or not you're going to start another conversation about whether or not it's even possible or whether you're justified or whether it's reasonable or whether you're picking on them or anything else. Now, second point is you use shot across the bow technology, that cast, if they insist on resisting your request. In other words, your direct pushes back and says, I think you're being crazy. And then you say, well, okay. And even though you do think that, can you change your behavior for me? I'm like, you nut job. I don't know. If you say, okay, and can you change it? And they keep just arguing with you. Then what you do is shot across the bow, which is to say you walk away. Okay. You've requested them to commit to changing their behavior. They're not willing to do it. So we just walk away. Now, a couple of points that are important to note here. Your direct, when they push back, generally want to have a different discussion than you do.
That's right.
You don't even know what they want to talk about. But the fact is, they want to have a different discussion than you do. And there's good reasons for why they do that. We'll talk about that. But it's still a different discussion than what you want to have, which is, I want to talk about your future behaviors. Directs want to talk about their motivation or their passion or your justification or whatever else. And they have good reasons for it, but that doesn't trump the fact that you get to have your conversation first. And so our final point is, it is okay to talk about a direct's pushback, provided you think it's reasonable, that it's not just anger. But you can only have an effective pushback discussion after you've completed the feedback model where your direct commits to new behavior. If you can't do that, then you don't get to talk about pushback. So that's a high-level outline.
Good. All right. So let's talk about our first point. And this is the idea. When it put direct pushes back, you're going to insist on having your part of the conversation, i.e. giving the feedback.
Yeah. You know, I thought about putting this later in the cast, Mike, but I thought I'd put it right up front as a way to do bluff, bottom line up front. Guys, you can insist on getting an answer to step four of the feedback model when it's used negatively, which causes a question to be asked. Can you change that? Or what could you change? Or can you do that better? Or can you do that differently in step four? Okay. You can insist on getting that part answered before you engage in any discussion or disagreement or a challenge that your direct might have in their response to you. Okay. You really can. It's not unreasonable. It's not unfair. Not only is it not unfair, it's absolutely reasonable and fair for you to be in a conversation with somebody else and to say, we're talking about X. And they say, well, no, I want to talk about Y. It's entirely fair for you to say, but Y doesn't help me, and I'm your boss, and we started talking about X, so let's finish talking about X. And maybe we can talk about Y too, but for now, we're just going to talk about X.
Yeah, and they agreed to talk about X, right? Or at least
yeah, they did. Right? Exactly. Yes, dude. Yes. I was going to save that for later just to remind all of our longtime listeners. And oh, by the way, part of the reason we can do this cast, part of the reason this stuff all fits together is because the first question is, can I give you some feedback? And you've already told them, this is what that means. I'm going to be talking about your future behavior, and I want it to be effective. And either that means you made a mistake, and I want you to change it, or you did something right, and I want you to keep it going. But you won't know that when you answer, can I give you some feedback? It's neither positive or negative in the beginning. It's not until you talk about what they did that it becomes negative or positive. But the model is actually just the model. It's neither positive or negative. When you're direct, guys, when they suggest you're wrong or you're mean or you're biased or you're ill-informed or you're a bully or you're weird or nobody's ever done that before or no one's ever given me negative feedback, I've always been the best, right? Or they just question you in some way or even just disagrees in principle with the idea of you giving them feedback, which is like totally funny, but whatever, okay? We want you to ignore for now their concerns, their worries, their justifications, their anger, their fear, their intellectual superiority, if it comes to that, or even their utter confusion and their lack of any coherent rationale to what they're objecting to. We really do. We recommend you ignore it. We're not saying to not remember it, but we're saying for now, ignore it, because the reason they're pushing back is because you're in the middle of the four-step feedback model. And we want you to insist through your behavior, right? You don't need to become insistent. You can just insist behaviorally that the conversation you started, the one that's in the form of the feedback model, hey, can I give you some feedback? When you do X, here's what happens. Can you change that? We recommend you insist behaviorally on getting that conversation, that four-step conversation, finished. Insist by repeating it a couple or three or even four times in a polite, professional, even mild way. Insist on getting an answer to step four of the feedback model's question on changing one's behavior, if it's, of course, negative feedback. Insist on getting that before you entertain whatever conversation they want to start or epithets they wish to apply to you. Anything. Just say, dude, we can do that, but first, let's go back. And you agree you can change that? Well, I don't know. I disagree with the whole model. Okay, maybe you disagree with the model, and I've asked you to change this particular behavior. Can you change it? Okay, fine. Well, not the case. In that case, we'd probably do shot across the bow.
Yeah, people are worried about it, but it doesn't happen that often. People are going to say yes.
Yeah, when we rolled out the systemic feedback cast, one of the things we said that astounded some people is, I've been using feedback model for 20 plus years, and I've only had to give systemic feedback six times in 20 years, right? I mean, like, yeah. Really?
Yeah, people think
you're going to have to use this thing once every 4 years. You better brush up on it.
That's right. Somebody recently asked me this very question about, well, what if the direct wants to have a conversation about it? And you're answering that question here a lot better than I did. And I didn't say it well. It was in back in my head, but I didn't say it well.
Let's state for the record right here, right now, that Mark did not throw Mike under the bus. Mike ran in front of the bus, jumped in front of it, and the bus ran over Mike.
And then I got up, went to the bus driver, told him to back up again, and then went and laid behind the bus.
Yeah, there you go. All right, go ahead. Sorry I interrupted there.
No, it's okay. I didn't answer it well. And I guess if I could say it all over again, I'd reiterate what you said. For now, right? You can address those concerns. You can have that conversation if you want to. I think there's a danger of wanting to do it all the time. But in any case, you can have that conversation. Just don't do it during the feedback model. Complete the feedback, then have the conversation.
Yeah, I agree. Here's a way to think about it, though. When the manager feels that they have to push back and say, no, you're not going to get what you want, there's an implied tension that happens there that makes it harder for the manager to do what we want her to do. What we're telling you folks is what the direct wants to talk about may in fact be legitimate, but it's only going to be legitimate after you get your part done, the feedback model, and then you can talk to them about that if you choose to and if you have the time and if they're not being crazy, okay? So when we're saying insist, we're not saying blow them off. We're not saying tell them hell no or no, the model doesn't allow that. Saying, dude, one thing at a time, can you change that first? And then they say yes, you can say, okay, dude, let's talk about your agenda, but only after you've talked about your agenda. And I think that's what I love about this behavior. It just makes it so much easier to be able to say, yeah, no, dude, I'm not gonna go there with you, because in my heart, I know I am willing to go there, just not right this minute.
Yeah.
So, do you think some examples would be good?
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful.
Okay, good. So, how about I play the manager and you play the direct?
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So, we're gonna pretend, guys, just to save ourselves a little bit of time, we're not gonna go through the whole feedback model. If you need more guidance on the feedback model, it's part of Manager Tools Basics. It's a few of the early casts, two or three of the early casts out of the first 10 casts we ever did in 2005. Yeah, 2005 were about feedback. And we have, if you go to the website and search on feedback, you'll find, I think, hundreds of casts on feedback. So we'll skip steps 1, 2, and 3, and we'll pick up right in the middle of step 4, when I'm asking Mike as his manager, can he change his behavior? So first example. So Mike, can you change that?
But you're not considering that other thing over here, so.
Oh, okay, perhaps not. And still, though, can you change your behavior?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See how easy a direct I am? I just roll right over.
Yeah, I really expected Mike to say, but dude, you're totally not considering this other thing over here. I expected him to push back even more strongly. That was not actually pushback. That was a breath of fresh air on a little daffodil. So, I don't know, maybe. And maybe Mike can learn to push back here in the next few
All right,
minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And for the record, that was Mark throwing Mike under the bus.
There you go. Okay. Well, I'm Superman. The bus didn't affect me. And so wait till the next one. Go ahead. Try it again. We'll see what
happens. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. So now we're on step 4 again. And I say to Mike, can you make an effort to change that?
You're always picking on me. Everybody does the same exact thing all the time. And now you're talking to me about it. I can't believe it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. But Mike, can you change that for me? Can you change that behavior?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Nice.
Now, guys, Mike is playing along here, and he's not saying that every single person who says you're picking on me will suddenly roll right over. But the point is, you're hearing me to insist that I get to finish my part of the conversation before we go along. Okay. And if Mike continues insisting back, such that I'm stymied and I can't get where I need to go. Of course, that's step 2 in this cast, or point 2. I'm going to practice shot across the bow. Okay, so let's give another example. Mike, would you please improve there?
You know, I don't like the way you talk about this. This whole feedback thing, it sounds fake, it's insincere, and I think you're playing me. And I don't agree with this at all.
Okay, well, okay, look, fair. And I'm not mean and sincere, but whatever. Maybe we could talk about my delivery some other time. But for right now, would you please improve in this area?
I can think about it.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate it.
Now, talk about that. I said I can think about it. I didn't say yes.
Yeah.
But you left me off the hook a little bit. You let me go. Why is that?
I did, absolutely.
Why is that?
Because based on your pushback, you've already attacked me. And remember, the purpose of feedback is to encourage effective behavior in the future. You've already shown me that you're in the past. that you're thinking, you know, you're stupid, you're fake, and so on. That has nothing to do with your future behavior. You're attacking my delivery. So you're living in the past and what actually happened just now. In my experience, having given feedback thousands of times, it's unlikely that I'm going to get you to stop talking about the past and suddenly magically live in the future with me. So therefore, I'm not going to push too hard to get a total commitment from you. But you thinking about it, it's unlikely you're going to come to the conclusion that I heard what the boss said and I don't give a rat's you know what, and I'm going to just keep doing the same thing because yeah. I've already put a marker down that what you're doing is not effective. Even if you decide not to change it in the near term, you know darn well I'm going to come back to you and keep addressing it, and I'm going to ask for new behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I liked it because I thought you gracefully let me off the hook a little bit for my, frankly, immature behavior previously, right? And the fact that I said I think about it is a commitment to some kind of future behavior change, or certainly a thinking behavior change. Which is a step forward.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me graceful. Thank you. Very kind.
That's
of you.
The last time I'll say that.
last thing I've ever been accused of being graceful. Yeah. Okay, next one. So, Mike, can you do that differently for me?
I think this is pretty hard, and I think you're being a little bit unfair punishing me for this.
Okay, dude, totally. I'm not punishing you. I'm just asking you to change your behavior. That's all I'm asking. Could you try to do that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here's another one. Mike, could you try to do that better next time?
You know, I can't believe you're talking to me about this right now. You know where I am. You know I got this meeting coming up. You know it's like probably the most important presentation I'm going to do all year long. And now you want to talk about this?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Mike, would you like to take back your answer to my first question, which was, can I give you some feedback? I mean, should we just go back and just say, maybe in hindsight, you wish you hadn't said yes? As busy and as stressed you are, maybe now's not the right time. And I'm happy to do this later. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. I did say yes, didn't I? Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're dude.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I got it, boss.
You totally did.
Got it.
So, dude, let's be clear. What do you want to do? Do you want to take back the yes earlier or do you want to finish?
No, I'll finish. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll finish.
Okay. So could you try to do that better next time?
Yes. I'll try to do that better next time.
Cool. That works for me. And by the way, dude, you could have totally said, I want to take back my first yes, and I'd have walked away. So I'm good with that. It's okay.
I know.
It happens.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. And folks, if you're not seeing it, he's going to realize as he continues to push back every which way he can, that I'm going to be fairly implacable about finishing. On the other hand, I'm not saying you can't do X or Y or Z. I'm saying, okay, I hear you. And we're going to finish doing what I want to do first. And I'm at peace about it. And I don't feel guilty that I'm not giving him a chance to air his grievances. I think his grievances are probably dumb in my experience. But I'm not going to belittle them or judge them just yet. I'm just saying, we can get to your agenda, but first we're going to do my agenda. And that's why this cast is called Me First.
Yeah. And all your responses back to me, you're insisting, but you're not being mean or you're putting a lot of emotion to it or attacking me or, you know, flashing that big, you know, I'm your boss, I can fire you sign on the top of your head, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just insisting in a polite, professional way. And frankly, it's even, even role playing. It's hard not to get diffused when you don't attack back, right?
we had that at the conference today. Somebody said, I can't believe it. Mark just gave me positive feedback. And I feel good. And the situation was totally made up. No, dude, you really didn't do what we just talked about. I made that up for you. But I feel good. Okay, whatever.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time.
It does. Yeah. And people who get negative feedback are like, oh, no. Please give me positive feedback. I'm like, dude, it's totally made up. Just say your parts. All right, last one. Would you work on that for me, Mike?
There's a lot of stuff you don't know, dude. You don't have the whole picture here.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I probably never will. So maybe I don't. And I still want you to change your behavior to get different outcomes. Will you try that?
Yeah, I absolutely try it.
Yeah. You got to admit, Mike, right now, there are some people out there listening in podcast land who are going, no. I want to role play this with Mark. I can do it better than Mike.
Oh, in terms of pushing back?
Yeah. Yeah. And yet, and the problem is if you push back too hard, then I just do shot across the bow and I walk away.
Well, there you go. That's that folks. That's why I'm not pushing back too hard, because this is not a shot across
the bow. Yeah, exactly. Podcast. Right. And most directs don't. Most managers' fantasies about how direct the direct will be pushing back is like fantasy. That's what it is.
Exactly. And frankly, folks, pushing back really hard, it's fun. It's a lot more fun to role play that way.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But
yeah.
Sometimes we, just to have a little fun with things, we play it that way. But it just doesn't happen that often. It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
I mean, how often do you go back to your boss and do that?
Never. Yeah, exactly. Managers say, I would never do this to my boss, but my directs are going to do it to me all the time. No, they're not. If you wouldn't do it to your boss, it's unlikely they're going to do it. Your directs are going to do it to you. And to be clear, the fundamental approach we're talking about here, guys, is ignore the desire of your direct to change your subject and insist reasonably on finishing the conversation you legitimately started and they agreed to have you start in step one of the model where you said, can I give you some feedback? Insist on getting an answer, even if they say no, frankly, though there's a separate cash for that. Insist on getting an answer to your step four question, can you change that or what could you change, before you entertain their interest in whatever their pushback is. It's that simple.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.